Every Sunday you'll come in and you know, on the bottom of the bulletin you'll see a line down by our giving that says facilities. And there will be a big number there in the $600,000 range. And you, some of you might know that we actually have a deacon, Mike Caruso, who is assigned a service ministry task only of helping us to find a facility. That might be a plot of land. It might be a building. For the most part, it's just looking for a building that could become our permanent home. For 10 and a half years, as this church has existed, we've been renting, and God has been very gracious to us to give us just the exact perfect kind of place to be to carry out the gospel ministry. We are currently in a place just like that at Valley Christian High School. We're so grateful for Valley Christian High School and their willingness to host us and let us be here. But what we thought we would do this morning is give you all specifics beyond probably anything you imagined about what the whole process has been like since Mike has been looking. And so this morning is a big catch-up for you to be able to listen to Mike and have him explain to you why we keep renting when we have a big number like that in our bank account and what it is that basically we think needs to happen next. So Mike's going to come on up. Mike, why don't you come start walking this way? And just to let you know that the elders will be available for you after the service today when we have the grill out. If you want to talk to any of us, you're more than welcome to do that. And we'd love to answer any questions, and Mike will be available as well. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Scott. I'm going to move this over here. Good morning. Scott said, my name is Mike Caruso, and I am the deacon overseeing the search for a new facility. And we want to take a few minutes this morning to give you an update of where we've been in the process, where we currently are in the process, and where we hope to be in the process. And we can't start without looking back. As Scott mentioned, GBC has been in existence for the last 10 years, and we want to look and see how God has provided for us. On our website, we have the following quote, God remained faithful in his provision to us. And it is, God has been so gracious and so kind to our church and provided a location for us every time we needed one. We want to look back and just reflect on how good God has been. In April of 2001, GBC was planted. We were called East Valley Tempe at that time. And we were planted at Gilliland Middle School. And it was a fantastic campus. We enjoyed that campus. Many of you probably remember that campus meeting in the cafeteria. For me, I went to junior high there, so it was a homecoming for me. So I enjoyed being back and checking out my old locker, but not the food. In 2002, because of numerical growth, we needed a larger facility. And again, God provided for us. He provided Tempe High School, and it was a fantastic campus. It was a much larger facility. It had an auditorium for us to meet in, had a grass courtyard in the center for the kids to play around in, plenty of schools. And again, God just graciously provided another facility for us just when we needed it. It became apparent because of, again, numerical growth that in 2005 we needed a larger facility and we weren't going to be able to meet at Tempe High any longer. Gethsemane Lutheran Church opened up their doors to us just at the right time. Again, God graciously provided a space for us, and we are so grateful to God. We can look back. We enjoyed 5 long years there, and we had great relations with the staff and the leadership group there, and it was just a wonderful place for us to meet at. So again, God graciously provided for this church just when we needed a space to meet at. In 2010, it became apparent that we would not be able to meet there any longer, and we started looking again. And almost immediately, this facility became available. And we absolutely love this facility. It's a fantastic place for us to meet. We get to have a barbecue today, and the group, the leadership group, again, has been fantastic. God has just given us such favor and blessing whenever we've looked for places and found places to meet at. So in every case that we moved, it's never been out of discontentment. And that's important for you to keep in mind. We're not searching for our own facility because we're discontent with this facility or any other facility that we've had in the past. So that's important, and it's important to know what the elders' hearts are in this matter, in this move and the decision to do that. And that's really twofold. Our vision statement and purpose on our website is drawing in, building up, and sending out all for the glory of God. And we really mean that. We believe it. We hope we live that. And we feel that if we have a permanent facility, that it would allow us to do things that we're not able to do when we're renting a gymnasium and have offices off campus and what have you. By having a permanent facility, it will allow us to continue to train and train men during the week and have additional meeting classes throughout the week, and it would just be a wise financial decision as well. And that's the second point on the elders' heart, is that we make a wise financial decision. As Scott mentioned, renting month after month is just putting money into the wind. And if we had our own facility and we were putting money towards a mortgage, towards a building that we owned, that's a wise financial decision to make. But what's important here is, and I stole this from Mark Cronwald, we are not going to go into debt at a sacrifice to ministry. And that's important. And what that means is we are not going to overextend ourselves when we're looking for a facility. Scott gave a series a couple months ago on the Christian in debt. And just as overextending ourselves with the purchase of a house, we aren't going to overextend ourselves with the purchase of a building. So that's important that you know that. We want to make wise financial decisions. And currently, we are paying approximately $7,500 in monthly rent between this facility and the offices and storage. So when we're moving forward with a facility, our goal is to have a $7,500 a month monthly mortgage. So pack that away, because we're going to bring that up again later, but that's our goal, okay? So how much space do we need? When we started this process 2 years ago, we determined we needed 12,000 square feet of space. About 6 months later, it became apparent that that was too low, and we decided we needed 15,000 square feet of space. A few more babies came along, and we decided we needed 18,000. Then it was 21,000, and then it was 25,000. So we now currently decided we needed 30,000 square feet of space. We should probably take a survey of who's planning on having kids in the next 5 years. But boy, I couldn't have scripted that. So why do we feel comfortable at this number? Why in 6 months am I not going to come back before you and say, you know what, we need 40,000 square feet of space? We may, but let me walk you through how we got to that number. In the summer of 2010, we were meeting at Gethsemane Lutheran Church, and we were still meeting at night. We moved, obviously, last year, and we moved to a morning service. We knew that there would be tire kickers coming by to check out the church now that we met during the morning. And some would stay and some would leave. And we've really leveled out, we feel, at about 320, 330 people on any given Sunday that come to our meeting facility. So that's why we feel comfortable with that number. And also, we have it broken down how we visualize or have a vision of using that space. And you'll notice two things. One, the space that we have broken down, that allows for growth. And two, when we say 30,000 square feet, those numbers don't add up to 30,000 square feet. So there's about 3,000 square feet left over. So we envision 4,000 square feet being available for equipping and fellowshipping, 2,000 square feet for offices, 8,000 square feet for next generation ministries and classrooms, and the most important category is the worship center at 13,000 square feet. And you'll notice that increases our capacity for 700 people to meet in one service. Okay, right now we're about 320, 330 is what you see in here. Okay. So where are we looking and where have we been looking? I have an area that we're targeting, and I call it the rectangle. basically. It is 202 Red Mountain Freeway to the north, 202 Santan Freeway to the south, the 101 to the east, and I-10 to the west. Now, if we find a building just outside those borders, those aren't hard, fast borders. If we find one 2 blocks out, 3 blocks out, and it fits our needs and our budget, we certainly are going to go look at it. So, but that's the general parameters of where we're looking. So what's out there? What have we looked at? We want to walk you through a couple buildings that we've looked at, show you how God has graciously protected us from purchasing those buildings, and then show you what's out there and what we're finding and what the cost would be for us and how that relates to us financially. The first building that you see up there was a southwest corner. It's a former grocery store, southwest corner of Southern and McClintock. Excellent location in our mind, had great street front visibility, very close to ASU, very close to freeways, centrally located for those of you that live in the East Valley, West Valley, North, where have you. That building was 12,000 square feet. Had we purchased that 2 years ago, we'd have a problem today. That building also had issues with parking. There may or may not have been enough parking, which is a consideration when we're out looking for buildings or requirements by the city. But God graciously protected us from that from buying that building early on. The next building was at Broadway Crossing at Broadway and Dorsey in Tempe. This is actually a campus, and on the surface it looked like a fantastic place. In the front you have a single-story building and then offices in the back that are two stories. Again, very close to ASU. It had a campus feel to it, plenty of parking. So much so that we actually started negotiations with the owners of the property. They went nowhere quickly. And praise God that that happened, because the largest open space on that campus was 8,000 square feet. So we need 13,000. It may have done well for us last year, but this year and the following years, it would have been too small. So praise God that that stopped fairly quickly. The next building was the Insight corporate headquarters, and Insight Computers here in town, like any computer company in the early 2000s, was flush with cash. They built this building out. The finish quality was just absolutely beautiful inside. We looked at it. It was over on Auto Loop Drive, not far from us. It was empty at the time. Had we pursued that building, it would have required quite a bit of build out and reconfiguration for our purposes. And the purchase price was so high that we didn't feel it was what the market was bearing at the time. It sat for quite a while. In fact, and Insight actually moved back into that building. And there are significant parking issues again for us. We would have had to have made agreements with buildings next door, and it could just have been ugly. So we're grateful that we didn't pursue that building, and that wasn't going to work. This next and last building is a building that we looked at about 6 months ago, maybe 8 months ago. And this building is currently for sale. I want to make it clear, we're not pursuing this building, we're not going after this building, but we want to use this building and show you a couple things. One, what the inside, what our vision would be for the design of the inside of a building. Two, what it would cost to purchase a building like this and then retrofit it to our needs, and how that relates to our financial situation. And three, and I can't remember what it was. Sorry. I think the third point was just to show you how we could pursue a building like this. So let's go to the next slide. This is the interior breakout of our vision. We have the worship center up front, a 13,000 square foot worship center. We have next generation classrooms. We have the equipping and fellowship rooms, and then we have offices up front. And the next slide would be an interior shot of the worship center. That's a little guy up there, Scott. Scott, give a wave. Apparently everyone's sick that day. That's the inside of the worship center. This is the inside of the by the information desk where it would be. So that's our vision of building out a building like that. Now, we see a lot of buildings in this same price range and same square foot range, so it's a good one to use just to show you financially what it would take. So how much money do we need to get into a building like this? Again, using this building as an example. Okay, we're not pursuing this, but if we had the resources, this is what it would cost, and this is what we would be looking at. So we're going to estimate the current purchase price on this building is $1.2 million. We're going to assume negotiations would get it down to $1 million. It could be less than that, but this is just a rough ballpark. The build-out of this building, now that building's an empty shell, and most buildings we find are going to require some sort of build-out, if not the entire building, and that's what this one requires. It's $2.3 million to build that out. So we would have a total acquisition cost of $3.3 million for that particular property. So what does that look like in terms of a mortgage? So we have a total estimated cost of $3.3 million. We have $400,000 cash available for a down payment. And what Scott was mentioning, you see the $629,000 in the building fund. That's where that money comes from. Now, the elders feel it's wise and prudent to allocate $400,000 of that and not all of the $629,000 for a down payment, because when we get into a building, we need to buy chairs, computers, desks, tables, you name it. Also, we want to have a reserve for a building fund. So that's why we have $400,000 there. So when you see $629,000 in the building fund, know that we're holding some of that back. That would leave a mortgage amount of $2.9 million, okay? What that looks like on a monthly basis would be this. We have a $2.9 million mortgage amount. At today's rates for a nonprofit, which we are, it would be a $21,000 a month monthly payment. Remember, our goal is $7,500 a month. We don't want to take on any more than we have to at this point. Our monthly shortfall is $13,500 a month, okay? So how do we reach our goal? We have a total estimated cost of $3.3 million. We have, what we would need would be a larger down payment. So if we had a $2.3 million down payment, we would have a mortgage amount of $1 million. At today's rates, it would be approximately a $7,500 a month mortgage payment. So how we reach our goal is a larger down payment, and here's what that would look like. So we need a $2.3 million down payment. We have $400,000 cash available. We need an additional $1.9 million. That's a huge sum. That sum has kept me awake at night. But I'm reminded that we have a good God. And we have a God that has provided for us every step of the way since 2001. Next slide. So what can you do? Well, the first thing we ask you to do is to pray. Pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom for the elders and financial decisions. Pray for wisdom for me as I search for facilities. Pray for me as wisdom for thinking through creative ways for donations and what have you. Pray for God's provision. He's provided for us in the past. He will provide for us for this building and any future buildings that we'd have. Pray for good stewardship on our part as well. Pray for stewardship of the finances, my time, how I go about looking for buildings, and also the elders. Second thing is we ask you just to trust. And again, God's a good God, and God has proven himself trustworthy over and over and over again. Just as God, as we trusted God with all of our previous locations, we can and will trust him with this. So we can have confidence in that. And lastly, we want to thank you and encourage you to continue to give sacrificially, just as the Corinthians did. You have given sacrificially to sustain this church for the last 10 years. We had high times, we had low times, we had times of low membership, and every step of the way, we've never been without. So we pray that you would just continue to give financially. We pray that you would continue to give regularly to the body. And if you would, consider areas that you might be able to add additional money specifically for the building fund. If you could consider that and look at your budget. We ask if anybody out there is looking at year-end tax breaks, or you know of anybody that's looking for year-end tax breaks through giving, that you contact one of us, one of the elders at the church, and let us know. We'd love to talk to them. And lastly, if anybody has a 30,000 square foot building that you're not doing anything with, we'd love to talk to you. So I want to thank you. I want to take a minute to specifically thank two men in this body that have used their gifts and donated their time. The first one's not in here today. He's in the crawlers, I heard. David Mueller. David builds stuff, and specifically he builds buildings and houses. And if you've never had a chance to see what he's built, you really need to go take a look, because he is a craftsman. David, whenever there's been a building that we've needed to look at or get an opinion on from a structural standpoint, David has come out and donated his time. So when you see him out at the barbecue today, please thank him. And lastly, I want to thank Jeff Kershaw, the man behind the computer back there. While David builds buildings, Jeff designs interiors of buildings, and truly gifted, he put this presentation together, the drawings and many drawings that we didn't include here, but Jeff is clearly gifted in what he does. There's been many times where we've gone out and looked at buildings and thought the worship center would line up this way, and Jeff comes back and goes, let's take it that way because we can get more people in. Clearly gifted. So thank you, Jeff, and please give Jeff a thank you when you, yeah. So thank you for your time. My name and number and email is on the screen. Feel free to ask me any questions at the grill out. Call, email. If I've had many people come up and said, hey, I saw a building over at this street. Did you check it out? Thank you for doing that. But any questions, any comments, please let me know or any of the elders know. So thank you very much.